You're in Open Air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Chicago, visiting Willie Dixon's Blues Heaven Foundation, located at 2120 South Michigan Avenue. Quite apropos, as Jim has been singing the blues lately over his failed weight loss resolution. In 1947, a young Jewish immigrant bought his way into fledgling Chicago label Aristocrat. By 1950, he and his brother became sole owners of the label, which would henceforth carry their surname. Prior ventures consisted of liquor stores and a nightclub, but this foray into record making would create one of the most iconic labels of all time and become synonymous with an entire genre of music. Yet, perhaps the label's sonic legacy was more diverse than its genre-centric renown. On the Rockin' Rhythm Review, let's check in with Leonard and Phil's Chess Records, a label that introduced the world to rock and roll with Rocket 88, built castles for its kings, Chuck Berry and Muddy Waters, its knights, Bo Diddley and Howlin' Wolf, and its queens, Etta James and Coco Taylor. And with prolific standards written by blues bishop Willie Dixon, Chess was the greatest blues label in rock and rhythm history. But Chess's board was also filled with an array of jazz, pop, doo-wop, and even rockabilly pawns. One of the first 78s released by Aristocrat was Chicago Boogie by the Five Blazes, sometimes called the Three Blazes, and more often known as the Four Blazes, but not to be confused with the Four Blazes from L.A. and their tune Chicago Blues. Whew! Chicago Boogie is pianist Ernie Harper's 1947 autobiographical slab of jump blues that proudly pinpoints the epicenter of the earthquake Chess was about to generate.
Well, I ain't from Chicago, I'm from a little town. No, I ain't from Chicago, I'm from a little town. But this boogie-woogie's so fine, I think I will stay around. We was up in Wisconsin, everything was really all right. Yes, way up in Milwaukee, everything was really all right. Now up there, they like the boogie, but they ain't got Chicago's beat. Somebody said, jump the boogie, that's what we're going to do. Yes, they said, jump the boogie, that's what we're going to do. And we'll call it Chicago Boogie if that's all right with you. But, that this boogie-woogie here is the finest you ever heard.
Why a group of black Cincinnati high schoolers would call themselves the D'Italians is a head-scratcher, but the doo-wop group found its way to Chicago via Indianapolis when honker Jimmy Coe and yet-to-be jazz giant Wes Montgomery took them in and rechristened them the Students. And it was Jimmy and Wes that accompanied the group to Chicago, where they recorded what was a regional hit in 1958 and a national hit in 1961 when Chess reissued the tune long after the band had broken up. I'm So Young. Chess explored jazz with artists like Ahmad Jamal and a trio who made the unusual choice to cover Dobie Gray's top 20 hit, The In Crowd. Pianist Ramsey Lewis, drummer Red Holt, and bassist L.D. Young recorded the song live at a D.C. nightclub in 65, listened for crowd-rousing Young's vocalization in sync with his bass, and surprisingly, the trio's instrumental would chart higher than Gray's vocal-based original. As its rival, Imperial, Chess had an early tap into the R&B goings-on in New Orleans. In 1953, Sugar Boy Crawford penned Giacomo, which tells the tale of clashing tribes of Mardi Gras Indians. The song's familiar theme in French Creole dialect led most to believe it was an updating of an old folk song, which is exactly what the Dixie Cups thought when they took writing credit for their 1965 hit version, Ico Ico. Crawford sued and settled, and conjecture still persists as to what Ico Ico and Giacomo is. In a 2002 interview, Crawford noted they were Indian chants, and as to what they meant, he said, "I really don't know."
Giacomo filo handande, Giacomo finane. Oh, my spy boy met your spy boy sitting by the bayou. My spy boy, I do your spy boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now, hey now. Haiko, haiko hande, Giacomo filo handande, Giacomo finane. Oh, look at my queen all dressed in red. Haiko, haiko, hande. I bet you $5 she'll kill you dead. Giacomo finane. Talking about hey now, hey now. Haiko, haiko, hande. Giacomo filo handande, Giacomo finane. Giacomo filo handande, Giacomo finane. Oh, haiko, 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 haiko hande. I'm having my fun on the Mardi Gras day. Giacomo finane. Talking about hey now, hey now. Haiko, haiko hande. Giacomo filo handande, Giacomo finale. Talking about hey now.
Chester Burnett came to Chess via Sun Records and was perhaps the only one that towered above blues gods Willie Dixon and Muddy Waters, both figuratively and literally. A giant of a man, his nom de plume, Howlin' Wolf, evokes a telling image. Wolf was a triple-threat vocalist, harpist, and guitarist who, on the rare occasion of not requiring the pen of Willie Dixon, spoke this of his 1956 composition. "We used to sit out in the country and see trains go by, watch the sparks come out of the smokestack. That was smokestack lightning. No, this is..."
Ooh.
It is one of the all-time great pop standards, written in 1941 for the film Orchestra Wives, as first recorded by Glenn Miller. And over the years, nearly every singer worth his or her pipes have covered it. However, Chess, arguably the furthest label from pop, released what has become the definitive version, taking nothing away from Etta James' stunning vocal. She owes a debt to the man responsible for everything else on the record, Riley Hampton, from 1960, Etta James's At Last. Chess's foray into rockabilly was short-lived but memorable. Their primary antagonist was Dale Hawkins, who cut the legendary Susie Q in 57. And although Dale struggled to come close to its success, in 1958 he recorded a song that was seemingly nonsensical, yet unusually sophisticated. One can only speculate that Buddy Holly's enormous influence had inspired Dale, for this tune could have easily been Holly's. La Du Da Da.
La da 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 la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 la da da da. You are the one that drives me crazy. La da 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 la da da da. You never say yes or no, but only maybe. La da. La-da-da-da-da-da.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Bobby Fischer. If you know Querty, send your email to wmat@mail.com. The 60s were the beginning of the end for Chess as the label's black constituents shifted to Motown and Stax Soul, and the blues fled to Europe. Hits from other genres were fleeting, and teenagers turned their ears away from rock's founders. Chess's figurative end came in 1969 as Leonard died of a sudden heart attack, leaving the label adrift until it dissipated in the 70s. But Chess did conjure successes during the 60s, such as Chuck Berry's return from judicial hiatus at the height of Beatlemania to once again claim his throne, with little more than a lyric change to his 1957 hit School Days, 1964's No Particular Place to Go managed to sound fresh, and it rocked.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.